You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. The polls are open in West Virginia, and Hillary Clinton is expected to win a big victory in West Virginia, although the delegate count seems to favor Barack Obama, who is campaigning elsewhere today. We'll have more on the West Virginia primary later on in the program. President Bush travels to Israel today. His five-day Middle East trip coincides with Israel's 60th anniversary celebrations. It's aimed, according to the White House, at bolstering U.S.-backed Middle East peace talks launched in November. But the trip, it's Bush's second trip in, this year, and it will struggle to make it to the front pages of even Israel's media. Barak Ravid, who's a diplomatic correspondent for Haaretz, joins us from Jerusalem. Barak, thanks for joining us. And how much coverage is this trip getting in Israel?
Well, first, I don't know if I agree with you about not getting any coverage in Israel at all. I mean, just this morning, in all the newspapers, President Bush gave an interview to a couple of Israeli newspapers, and it was on the front pages, not the main headline, but the front pages. And mainly, this visit of President Bush is in the shadow of the new investigation against Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. As you probably heard, about 2 weeks ago, the Israel police started a new investigation against Olmert. They are suspecting that he took bribe from an American businessman, this is the main story that the Israelis are concerned about. For Ehud Olmert, the president's visit is the best thing that could have happened, because right now he has 2.5 days when he's touring Israel with the president, showing him Masada down south, bringing him to see Israeli teenagers, meeting him for very important diplomatic talks, and the investigations, and in that time the investigations can wait. And actually, that the police announced just a couple of days ago, 2 days ago, that the investigation is going to be suspended until the president leaves the area. So for Olmert, it's a very good timeout.
But Barak, if Bush is cover for Olmert's problems with the judiciary in Israel, it can't bode terribly well for any progress on Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. It seems that Olmert's influence is at an all-time low, just at the moment that President Bush's influence in the region seems to be at an all-time low.
I can say anything except that you're 100% correct. This is why I don't think that anybody has real expectations for a major progress in the Israeli-Palestinian peace progress in this visit. As President Bush is supposed to continue from here to Saudi Arabia and afterwards to Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt.
Well, Barak, let's talk about that for a moment. How is Haaretz covering the fact that Bush is going to ask the Saudis once again to raise oil production and to try to lower the price?
Well, in Israel today, the oil price is one of the biggest problems, as in other parts of the world, also the food prices. But I don't think, I have to tell the truth, I don't think that this is going to be one of the main points of discussion. I think that what Olmert may ask President Bush to raise in Saudi Arabia is the Iranian issue. This is an issue that obviously is going to have some other effects on the oil prices in a case where in the next year, and this is a thing that a lot of Israelis, and especially in the defense establishment in Israel, people think that in the next year or so, there's going to be some kind of a military step, either by Israel alone or by the international community against Iran. So I'm sure that this is going to be one of the main points of discussion between Olmert and President Bush, and afterwards, I'm sure, between President Bush and Saudi Arabia.
Well, it remains to be seen. Barak Ravid, thank you very much for joining us. He's the diplomatic correspondent for the Haaretz newspaper. Cover for Ehud Olmert, and a lot of ceremony on the Bush trip to Israel today. But he did make it on the front pages of the Israeli media.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.